Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM, the call on the bot. 7:05 in the morning, December the 5th. 20 more working or shopping days till Christmas. That's right. The 25th is still a shopping day, and I say this every year, and people laugh at me, but it's true. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join the chat room. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning, sir.
Bad Bob's birthday is soon.
Friday.
Because he's not going to be here tomorrow or Friday because he wants his birthday off you.
I think I may come in on Friday because there's a lot of little things that need to be
Your birthday?
Yeah.
I bet you expect us to treat you nice, though. Okay, we will.
Well, anyway, that's going to happen.
I was going to wish you happy birthday, but then again. All right. Hey, but speaking of somebody that you'd love to get a birthday kiss from, here's Linda.
Good morning, everyone. 50 degrees downtown. Right now, and we have temperatures going into around 54 today. Expect 80% chance of showers, and then we lower that percentage rate this evening at around 30 with temperatures around 43. Now, a couple announcements before we go to our Wells Fargo moment. United Methodist Women of the First United Methodist Church will be holding its monthly thrift shop sale Friday and Saturday. Know you like to do these church bazaar kind of things. The store at 1825 East Street in Reading is open 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Friday and 9 to 11 on Saturday. Some of the charities benefiting from the sale include the Good News Rescue Mission, Shasta Women's Refuge, People of Progress, and the Shasta College Women's Scholarships. Wonderful. Also, if you're always wondering, like, where's the cheapest gas in town? I know sometimes we always throw this around. How much is it right now? $3.30 ARCO on Churn Creek Road. And both ARCOs, as according to what we're seeing today, is where you're going to get your least expensive gas in town. Now, let's go to the phones right now with our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley. Good morning, Josh. What's happening?
Well, good morning. We have a mixed open this morning on Wall Street. Currently, the Dow's up 35 points at 12,988, while the Nasdaq's down 18 at 2,978, and the S&P 500's down 1 at 1,406. Oil's down 27 cents at $88.23 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.77%. Gold's up 50 cents this morning at $1,696, while silver's up a nickel at $32.86 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Citigroup's up $1.38 at $35.67. Microsoft's up a nickel at $26.42, while Kimberly-Clark is up 26 cents at $85.33. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
All right, Josh. Thanks. I always love Josh. Josh, I always say Josh should be a game caller. Doesn't he sound like he should be the guy that's calling the, baseball games and football games? Oh, we're not even going to go into football game. We're not even going to go.
We're going to go to football games because Tom Gresham.
Yeah.
Tom Gresham is going to be our guest today. He's going to be calling in like 8-10 minutes. Tom Gresham, who is the national, he's got a nationally syndicated show called Gun Talk, but he's also into, he's on TV. He's got several shows on TV. He's an author. And Tom Gresham, what Bob Costa said on Sunday was so out of alignment that he sent us an email. And so I gave him a call and said, Tom, you want to come on and talk about this, you know, from a national perspective? And, you know, this thing about that somebody's not dead. Somebody's dead only because his assailant or her assailant had a gun. I mean, it's ludicrous. I mean, in that sense, it's saying is that if there were no guns, there would be no murders. Oh, you know, well, we'll discuss that. And if you've got a feeling, say, well, you know, well, that's true. If there were no guns, there'd be no gun murders. And if there were no knives, there'd be no knife murders. No baseball bats, there'd be no baseball bat murders. If there's no liquor, there'd be no drunk driving. No marijuana, under the influence driving. Anyway, I mean, you just keep going on and on with this. But so it's going to be interesting to get Tom's perspective on this. But we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The Shasta County Arts Council is proud to present political satirist and comedian Will Durst for one performance at Reading's historic Old City Hall on Saturday, December 8th.
George Walker Bush, W.
And Clinton was nicknamed Bubba.
The hell is wrong with us? Why do we keep picking the Dukes of Hazzard to run the country?
Don't miss Will Durst. Reserve your tickets today. Call 241-7320 or online at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh.
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
You. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. Carl and Linda Bott. 7:15 in the morning. Bott.
All right, let it rip. Bott. I know it. You let it rip.
I'm not going to let it rip. I've got a couple minutes before Tom Gresham calls. But here's the thing. When in the city council meeting last night, Dick Dickerson was given an awards and the heartfelt thanks of so many people that he's helped and he's supported over the years. And then Gary Cadd was sworn in. And one of the first things that happened is that, you know, they rotate these positions on mayor. It's not like you're elected mayor. It's just a rotating position. You go in there. They changed the batting order. And they voted 3-2 to have, instead of Francie Sullivan going in as vice mayor, Patrick Jones is going to. And this was his first motion from the dais by Gary Cadd. I think, as we have said to people, that stand by, there's going to be heavy rolls. There's going to be changes. that the people wanted to change. Now, you can say, you know, well, it was Tea Party, it's conservative. Well, maybe so. But the people wanted to change. And, well, it's only, it was, you know, as the Record Searchlight points out, it was just a few votes. No. It was one more than was needed to be elected.
Just like anything else. Nine or 9,000?
It doesn't make any difference. It was 90,000, nine. I mean, do you really think Obama's got a, that President Obama has a mandate? No. It was like, what, 1%? 2% of the vote? All right. I mean, that's not a mandate. There's still almost half of the people in the country voted against him. But yet, you know, they're saying, oh, you can do this. But anyway, but Gary Cadd is now the city councilor. And it's going to be interesting. What I'd love to do is try and interview all three of them at one time. See what, hey, what's your plans and all these? Anyway, there's in the last few days, there's been a firestorm. Bob Costas has made a statement during the halftime of a football game, and the Chiefs game. Of course, there's this terrible tragedy where the linebacker of the Chiefs went and killed his pregnant girlfriend and then killed himself. Horribly. Horrible.
A clear case of domestic violence.
Yeah, domestic violence. And, well, and obviously there's something else wrong here, I mean, with the young man. Well, Costas chose to paraphrase this other person's writings, but on national TV said that if he didn't have a gun, it wouldn't have happened. And that, the same writer that he alluded to, and I can't remember his name right now. I'm sure Mr. Gresham can. Liken the NRA to the Ku Klux Klan. But first, let's introduce our guest, Tom Gresham. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're great.
Hey, we're out here in God's country.
Love to hear your voice live. I love it.
Okay.
Well, it's a pleasure to join you guys. Yeah, isn't this the... It's somewhere between a mess and the silliest thing ever with this Costas deal. Oh, yeah, that writer, by the way, was Jason Whitlock.
Yeah, that's what it was, Whitlock.
Yeah. Look, all they're doing is saying, look at me. They don't mind dancing in the blood of dead people, innocent people, victims, and just saying, pay attention to me. I'm going to use this as my platform to make myself larger, which in Bob Costas' case, almost anything makes him larger. He's a little guy.
Well, you know, I didn't even get into his size, okay? You know, the other day I was talking about it, but, you know, I said, here's a gentleman that makes all this commentary about the men out in the arena and has never been there.
Here's the interesting part. For more than 10 years, I have been saying on the radio, and people had thought I was nuts. I said, look, you need to understand, to the gun banners, and I've used that exact phrase, they think of the NRA as the same as the KKK. I've used that phrase for more than a decade. And people said, Tom, that's ridiculous. I said, you don't understand where they are. And once you get that, it, in their view, that gives them the high moral ground so that they can feel justified in doing absolutely anything because they say, you guys are like the KKK. You're just racist. You're just this. You're, you know, whatever. And so it's their way of marginalizing us, demonizing us, and essentially relegating us to irrelevance. And that's the plan.
Well, you know, the thing on with this is it's just like practically on the elections. If you don't agree with somebody, automatically there's something wrong with your moral character. You're a racist if you didn't agree with President Obama. That was what we heard so much, but you know, it's not true. If you disagree with policies, you're not a racist. You're not a hater. You're just somebody that disagrees with policies. And
yeah, but you know, it's the great conversation stopper. It's the new McCarthyism. You know, back in the McCarthy era, it was, well, are you a communist? And at that point, the conversation stops, and you have to spend the rest of the time defending yourself that you're not a communist. Now, all they have to do is say, well, you're just a racist. And all of your criticism of policy stops. They have negated everything you're saying that has value, and you spend the rest of the time, if you allow them to, defending yourself that you're not a racist. It's a great tool that they use, and we are fools if we let them get away with that.
Well, we are. And I tell you what, Tom, and you're familiar with this, I'm sure, we have to take a quick break. And when we come back, what we'd like to do is we want to tell the let our audience know, and a lot of them do, but to talk about it again, how we came to find Tom Gresham and his show. And then a little bit about you, too, Tom, because we have some time here to talk. We'll be right back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns.
Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Yeah, baby!
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Yay, capitalism!
Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642 in Reading, or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HDTV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 serving emergency food pails, large number 10 cans of freeze-dried foods, emergency kits, and non-hybrid vegetable seed packs, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. The Patriot also carries military-style MREs. MRE stands for Meals Ready to Eat. They're a quick source of nutrition and can be heated or eaten cold. They are used by the military, first responders, and firefighters. They are an essential element in any emergency preparation and a great addition to your camping and boating supplies. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins at bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we are located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza next to the Safeway. Get peace of mind today for less.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Why don't you hit me with your best shot?
Yeah, welcome back to Carl and the Bottom, KCNR 1460. 7:24 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's with great coffee, great prices. Walk next door and have the lowest prices in town for tobacco products. And, of course, it's got a great meeting hall there for anybody that has community on mind, as Joe and Shelley have for the last 30 years. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest, Tom Gresham. And Tom's show, Gun Talk, is on our station from 1 to 4 on Sundays. But there's a little story about how we found Tom Gresham.
Tom, we were driving in our Ford 150, hauling the Harley through Utah on the way to Sturgis. First time for me to ever go to Sturgis. Carl have been, of course, several times, and we found your radio show, and we found that as we went over the mountains, you know, we couldn't wait to hear more and more. And drive into areas where we could hear you. And coming back from Sturgis, we found you again. And at that point, we didn't own the station. And when we decided and discovered that we had the possibility of actually, you know, purchasing an FCC license and going through the procedure of that, the first person that came to mind that we would want to have on our station was you. Tom Gresham, Gun Talk. Absolutely. And when we found out that we could get you, we were thrilled because we just think you have such valuable content, and we really like the integrity of your show.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you. And I love being up in your part of the world and you know, sending the message up there, because, boy, what a beautiful piece of paradise you guys have up there.
Well, that's true. You know, and part about your show we like is the integrity of it, but it's also the common sense. You know, you don't get screaming and yelling. It's just like, hey, look, this is...
You're not a wacko.
You're not out there as some of them go way over to the side one way or the other. So it's good to hear common sense. Anyway, okay. Now, Costas and his comments during the halftime.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was so inappropriate, especially during the Chiefs game.
Well, the thing you have to understand, and this is, people are getting all wrapped around the axle about this, and not backing up, and look at the big picture. It's hard, I know, if you just delve in this once in a while, but this is what I do all the time and have for the last 40 years professionally. And so I know these guys. I know what they think. I know how they think. I know what's going on. For him, I will guarantee you, he had not the first thought that anybody would have a problem with anything he said. It never occurred to him that there would be a single person in the U.S. who would disagree with what he said. For him and for folks like him, it just makes sense. It's like, of course, I liken them to the Flat Earth Society. I say, well, it's only common sense. You can look out and see that the Earth is flat. And so for him, it's only common sense. A gun was used, so if you remove the gun, then there's no crime. And, of course, for those who aren't quite getting it yet, we have tried every form of gun control possible in the U.S., including a total ban on guns in some jurisdictions. Not once, anywhere, any time in history has gun control law reduced crime, ever.
Well,
ever.
The point being, along with you, is that this was clearly a clear-cut case of domestic violence. Guy was extremely depressed and killed his girlfriend, and we must remember her and her family and what they went through, as well as himself. But going back to Bob Costas, where do the people who hold the power of the media's attention at that moment feel that they have the freedom to then lecture the world about their beliefs?
Real simple. I mean, to put it in as harsh a terms as this is the reality, they're thinking, so what are you going to do about it?
Oh, that's good. No, that's true.
I mean, really, when you think about it.
There are just no repercussions.
We could do this, so what are you going to do about it?
In this case, and I believe you're right, as Costas thought, okay, I'll say this, so what? He has a tendency to say things that have caused consternation in the past, but nothing's happened. But when he said this, I mean, people are actually screaming for his, or calling, not screaming, but calling for his dismissal. Do you think that would be going too far?
No, you can scream all you want to. They're still going to say, so what? You know what? When you complain to the network about this, and you're saying fire Costas, that's not what they hear. You know what they hear? Hey, they watched our show.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good for ratings. That's all they're hearing. You know, you can say whatever you want, but what they're hearing is, oh, they watched our show. Now, I can give you an example of how you can change things like that, because it actually worked this way some years ago.
Well,
there was a show on ABC television called The American Sportsman.
Tom,
yeah.
We have a hard break here in like about 20 seconds. Can you hold on to that
till
we get back?
Absolutely.
Because I want people to not be rushed on this, to, you know, so we can find out how we can change
and what
that
happened on that day.
And what happened
sportsman
on that. And there's some other statistics, too, we want to talk about on as far as gun ownership and the Second Amendment. And I know that Tom's up on all those also. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Our guest, Tom Gresham from Gun Talk. We'll be right back.
Fox Business Network, it's a mixed market on Wall Street as investors offer little reaction to the latest reports on the U.S. economy while waiting for a resolution to the fiscal cliff. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow's up about 34 points. In an effort to keep costs under control, the Pentagon is opening up the competition on the rocket launches of government satellites. While the Air Force has already received approval to purchase up to 36 launches from Boeing and Lockheed Martin JV, 14 other launches will be open to bidding. The cost of the program is forecast to be $70 billion through 2030. And Dame Elizabeth Murdoch, mother of News Corp Chief Executive Rupert Murdoch and one of Australia's most generous philanthropists, died Wednesday at the age of 103. She's survived by three of her four children, Mr. Murdoch, Ann Cantor, and Janet Calvert-Jones, as well as numerous grandchildren and great-grandchildren. News Corp is the parent of the Fox Business Network. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts. And right now, we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free, plus receive two extras free when you call now. This is our best radio offer. To get your risk-free trial of Proactiv with two free extras, go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-2134. That's 1-800-489-2134.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hi there, I'm Kirk Taylor, owner of GM Specialty. We are an auto repair shop with over 20 years of experience specializing in the repair and maintenance of Cadillacs, Pontiacs, Buicks, Chevrolets, GMCs, Hummers, and Saturns. Have you found any of your instrument gauges sticking? Or does your instrument cluster have other problems on your 03 to 06 GMC or Chevy truck? If so, come see us and we will rebuild your instrument cluster, which comes with a 2-year parts and labor guarantee, all for $150 out the door. Dealerships will charge you over double this cost, and we can rebuild them the same day or even if you want to wait. Get honest, quality services for your GM vehicles at a fraction of dealer prices. GM Specialty is located in Reading at 2635 Hartnell Avenue, just east of the Holiday Market. So give me a call, Kirk Taylor, and let's set your appointment today. 223-5311. That's 223-5311, your dealership alternative.
Pulse Urgent Care welcomes back Dr. Richard Musselman, joining Dr. Clayton Reinhardt, Dr. Seeger Beatty, and family nurse practitioner Deborah Wright in Pulse's newly expanded facility. Pulse doctors are available to serve you for any urgent care needs 7 days a week from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. Flu shots are now available. Pulse Urgent Care is on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart. Call 722-1111 or visit pulseurgentcare.com. Medicare and private insurances are accepted. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back. KCNR, 1460 AM, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:35 in the morning, December the 5th, 50 degrees out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to be out there to make service, to make repairs or to service your heaters and air conditioners. Been in the business since 1992. Their website, homecomfort.org. We've talked about it several times. You know, Bob is, they're putting a new system in for Bob right now. And they are good people. They're professional and they treat you like family. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. That's 221-2642. Our guest, Tom Gresham, the nationally syndicated show, Gun Talk Plus TV shows, plus, you know, an author, magazines, the whole thing. I mean, you're like the Hugh Hefner of the gun club. Is that right, Tom?
All that means is I can't hold down a job. It's a sad, sad situation.
We really appreciate you being on the show today to talk about this, about, the gun rights and the fact that all this controversy, because somebody, and in your words, and I wholeheartedly agree with you, said, I never expected anybody to get upset about this because I said nobody should own a gun.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I mean, his thing is, well, if you hadn't had a gun, this, wouldn't have happened. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. There are 90 million gun owners in America. How many of them shot their wife 9 times in front of her mother last week?
I think that number was probably 1.
1. Okay, there you go.
And we have
you were asking, how do you change this? What do you do about it? And, and I was pointing out, contact the network, all they hear is, cool, they're watching the show. That helps our ratings. We make money out of that. No, we have a great example. Back in the 60s, early 70s, there was a show on ABC called The American Sportsman, Hunting and Fishing Show.
Right. I remember that.
I was one of the field hosts on that.
Oh, okay.
So after one season, this thing was watched by millions. People have to remember, back then there were only 3 networks.
I love that show. I love that
network.
Show.
So yeah. You're going to get a third of the viewing public. So after the end of the season one year, Chevrolet was a major sponsor. And Chevrolet got about 5,000 letters and postcards, clearly a well-orchestrated effort, because most of them had almost the exact same verbiage, essentially saying, I will never buy another one of your cars because you sponsor that killing show. Chevrolet immediately pulled its sponsorship, and the show went off the air. And here's the thing, here's the takeaway on that. Several years later, my dad was talking to somebody at Chevrolet and asking him about it. And he says, yeah, I remember that. And Dad said, well, look, there were millions of people who watched the show and loved it, and only about 5,000 people contacted you about it. So why'd you pull out? He says, who needs the controversy? We don't need it. We have other places to go. So imagine sponsors of the show getting 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 letters saying, we will not buy your products because you sponsor this bigot on TV.
No. Well, now, are you starting something nationwide?
Nope. No, I'm not. And the thing is, you know me. I don't tell people this is what you should do.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's not my thing. If somebody else wants to take up the banner and run this deal, go for it. But I'm just telling you, I know what works, and that works.
Well, you're absolutely right. As soon as you start hitting them on the money.
Find the money.
Follow the money. And,
exactly.
And that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the controversy on that, when he says things like that, we think about, and one of a lady here in Reading that made national news, 66 years old and a meth head, tried to break in her house and, she had a pistol her son had given her a couple of weeks before because of the fear of this kind of stuff happening. She shot through the window and the guy left and then came back and tried to batter his way through the door and she shot him.
So he's a slow learner.
Well, he's not anymore.
He's a dead learner.
Yeah, he's a non-learner at this point.
He can't learn anymore.
Nor did he, obviously. But it saved the woman's life. And, you can come up with instance after instance after instance, where thousands and thousands of times people's lives are saved because of weapons and weapons in the house that they have. And they don't even have to shoot them. And you know this. This is your lifeblood here.
Yeah, there have been several university-level studies on this, and the numbers they come up with is somewhere between 1 and 2.5 million times a year in the U.S. people use guns to stop crime. Most of the time, as you say, 99% of the time, they never have to pull the trigger, and that doesn't make the news. It only shows up when you're doing these big surveys. And people say, oh, yeah, I pulled a gun on a guy, and he took off running. Did you call the police? Nah, it was over. Didn't bother with it. Which, by the way, is a mistake. If you pull your gun out, whether or not you shoot it, you got to call 911 because it's a race. The first person to call 911 is the victim. And the other person, there's only one role left, and that's the one of the perpetrator. And these guys know it, and they'll call the cops on you.
Yeah, you know, he drew a gun on me, and then now he's going to sue you after he has you arrested.
Willie, that's pretty important information. I'm sure our listeners right now probably have not heard that recently.
Oh, listen, this is critical. If you the first person to call 911 establishes himself or herself in the role of victim, and you say, well, I just pulled a gun out, and nobody saw it, and I just went home. Wrong. Bad idea. You can go to prison for that. Don't do that. If you have to pull a gun out, or if you even make a move like there's a gun out, or if you have any kind of altercation at all, call 911. Because the other guy's liable to call and say, this crazy dude just pulled a gun on me. I'm minding my own business. I'm not doing a thing out there. And now the cops are looking for the crazy dude with the gun.
And this has happened before. And this ends up costing, the person thousands and thousands of dollars in lawyer's fees, and not even counting the fact that sometimes they end up in jail and lose their right to have a weapon.
I tell people, if you're going to have a gun for self-defense, you have to become a student of this. You have to study it all the time. And if this little story I told surprises anybody, then they're not prepared. If you're going to have a gun in the home or carry a gun for self-protection, you have to be a student of this subject, and you have to know this stuff. Otherwise, you can get yourself into serious legal trouble. Not to mention, you can screw up and get yourself hurt.
And this is what we love about your show, Gun Talk, right here on KCNR 1460, every Sunday from 1 to 4, invaluable information. And we're going to have to take a break here. Tom, we'd love to come back. We want to hear more about you. We want to hear about, are you going to be on tour? Do you do personal appearances, books, shows, all those things about who Tom Gresham is. We like to give you an insight. Do you hang out with us to the other side of the commercials?
Of course, I'm very antisocial. You know that.
Okay. We'll be right back. This is Carla Lindebond here on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
R&B Shopping and Sales Poetry Theater.
Bob and Judy, are we keeping things sharp at R&B? Set aside intrepidation and fears. We're the ones who have honed your shears, along with blades, bits, and knives, because with every edge, we're wise. You'll say no one else can sharpen like we. That's Bob and Judy at R&B.
Brought to you by R&B Shopping and Sales, off Highway 273 in Anderson, just north of UPS, next door to Mundina's Cabinets. Visit R&B on the web at bandsaw-blades.com.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Free. Is anything really free anymore? The answer is yes.
Did you know that Gone For Free Recycling will come to your home or office and remove your old electronics and appliances for free, working or not? TVs, computers, monitors, refrigerators, microwaves, washers and dryers, the list goes on and on. All removed at no cost to you. Just call 357-GONE. That's 357-4663 to make an appointment today. Or check out their website at goneforfree.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM. How are you on this? Oh, can you believe it?
December the 5th. 20 more shopping days till Christmas.
Oh.
That includes Christmas Day because guys can
Stop
go
it.
Out. I go down to the Korean takeout place and buy stuff for Linda. And I wrap it up though. The hard part's wrapping it up.
Because
she knows right away because she goes, this smells like that bulgogi. And I went, oh,
sure.
Anyway, or kimchi. Okay. Anyway, okay. Our guest is Tom Gresham. I was just going to do another live read, but I said no. Tom Gresham's our guest, the host of Gun Talk, nationally syndicated TV, magazines, radio, probably movies too. But good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Actually, what did you mention? I turned down a role in a movie one time because of guns.
Really?
They asked me to read for this part. They gave me the script, and it started out with I was going to be the assassin. And the camera pans to the walls, and there are heads on the walls, and this guy is cleaning his gun. And I called the director, and I said, I can't be involved in something this bigoted. He said, what? I said, well, you've decided that the way that you can show that this guy is evil is to show that he's a hunter and he owns guns. He goes, yeah. I said, that's bigoted. I can't do that.
You
must think that, you know, that everybody who owns guns is bad. He said, well, pretty much.
Wow.
Well, you know what, Tom,
okay,
come to think of it, you know, I'm thinking back of a movie right now, Roadhouse, which is, mm-hmm. you know, it's from years ago.
But you watch it all the time.
But when you, yeah, well, I do. And when you walk in, but when you walk into the bad guy's place, there's heads all over the wall.
Okay, let me ask you this. Think to movies you have seen where somebody is shooting skeet or trap. It's always like a mafia don or the evil guy or something else. You have never seen the good guy enjoying recreational shooting in a movie.
Well, that's true. But they do shoot a lot of other people in their
that's
heroes.
Okay, but,
that's
but
okay.
In their view, if you enjoy shooting guns, you are inherently bad. And it goes back to my whole thing of Jason Whitlock saying NRA members are like KKK. In their view, that's correct, and that's why they feel perfectly okay doing the things they do to strip you of your constitutional rights.
Wow.
Hey, well, Tom, give us a little insight your history, how you got into being a gun lover.
I was born to it. My father was the premier gun writer. He was the shooting editor for Sports Appeal magazine for 20-something years. He was the host of the American Sportsman TV show. And so when I was 13, I was shooting photos for his national magazine articles and books. And when I was 18, I was writing a syndicated newspaper column.
I guess you started young.
I mean, I couldn't help it. I mean, it was just that was the way it was going to be. And I love photography, got into it through that, and started writing and then started editing magazines. I've been the editor of a number of national magazines, worked on pretty much all Sports Appeal, Outdoor Life, Field and Stream, Guns and Ammo. I was the editor of Alaska Magazine, lived up in Alaska for several years.
Wow.
And just, you know, basically, I decided that I, number one, I'm not going to grow up, and number two, I'm not going to get a job. So there.
So Tom,
it must be nice to be making a nice living off that.
I'm supposed to get paid for this?
Well, besides the fact that you have just a phenomenal syndicated talk show, and again, you know, this is the first time we've actually really had a chance to really talk with you. We've followed you, and we like you being in our radio family, and the valuable content, educational content that you bring to the table. But do you ever go out on tour and do concert halls where you may do like a string of 6 months of occasional appearances?
I don't have 6 hours available. we're producing two national television shows about guns and shooting. We have 900 videos online at guntalk.tv. We're doing the radio show. We've got a new series in development right now. We're going to be doing next year. And there's just no time to do that. But as much as I would like to, it's just not there. I got to share with you guys. You ask about how we got into this. I want to tell you how Gun Talk, the radio show, got started.
Please do.
It was a conversation at a cocktail party at a SHOT Show. A guy says, "You ever been on the radio?" I said, "No." And it's a friend of mine. And he said, "Well, you ought to think about doing that." I said, "Well, I've never said anything on radio. I've never been on at all." Well, 5 weeks later, I had a show called Gun Talk. What I didn't know is my friend was Alan Gottlieb, the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, and in his spare time, he owned a network.
Oh, in his spare time.
So, and you know what? My idea for Gun Talk was real simple. I wanted, just as you guys did, people going down the road, listening on the radio, hitting the scan button, I want them to listen to people talking about guns in a normal way and come away thinking, those guys sound pretty normal, like me, and they sound like they're having fun. And to my way of thinking, that is the biggest motivator and persuader there is to say, hey, guys, this is fun. Come on in.
Well, you know, Tom, up here in the North State, and I wish you'd think, give a thought about coming up here someday to film one of your shows about, you know, a lot of things going on up here. But our great sheriff up here and the Board of Supervisors believe in concealed carry, and we have a lot of people, over 4,000 in our county, have got concealed carry licenses. Lots of classes that are going on right now for concealed carry that are filled up, including ladies-only classes. I'm with an NRA instructor who's teaching advanced pistol this weekend. I mean, and the people that are carrying are, and this is the best thing about living up in Northern California, Democrats, Republicans, men, women, they believe in the Second Amendment.
Well, that's fabulous. And, you know, as I tell people, and when you do believe in it, you've got to make a commitment to it. It's not up to say, I love what people start off with, well, I support the Second Amendment. I go, really? Okay, what are you doing about that? And it's kind of like they look at me like, what? Well, what are you doing to protect the Second Amendment? I mean, at a bare minimum, do you belong to the NRA? It's amazing. You know, most gun owners don't belong to the NRA.
Well, that's probably true. Because,
I mean, I said, look, you know, if at a bare minimum, if you want to protect the Second Amendment, you have to do that and then do some other things in addition to that.
That's true. One of the things is to buy your own radio network like we did. Of course, our radio network is one. But
so, Thomas, we follow the recent comments of Bob Costas, and that's probably something that's happening right now that's very educational about pro and con and why you should be and what that's all about. Where does this guy's comment come from? I mean, I'm just thinking about, you know, it's children, to teach children the rights and the wrongs and what our rules and regulations are and why we should be aware of what's going on. But we're going to have to take a break. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. It's great, guys, and thanks for running Gun Talk. I love being up there with you.
Well, if you get a chance, come on up and visit us, and thank you so much for being on the show.
Absolutely. Hey, take care.
You bet. Yeah, it was Tom Gresham from Gun Talk. He's on Sundays from 1 to 4. Comments about Bob Costas, and, you know, it's absolutely correct. As soon as you say to somebody that you have a gun, and it's just used to kill people. Guns are only used to kill people. Now you have to defend it, and it just, you know, it's the same thing as calling somebody a bigot. And it just stops the conversation. Now you get into the defense mode. Anyway, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D, murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob. Could we sign a monster truck for you? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, insured contractors, we can install them at other sign shops' camps. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Sign staff.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR, 1460 AM. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567. Let's go to the phones. Bill, you are live on KCNR.
Good morning.
Carl and Linda, good morning. Thank you so much for the tickets for the Cascade Christmas Saturday. I appreciate it. It was a wonderful show. The only big problem is they scheduled it on the wrong night.
Oh.
The parade night, you couldn't park within 5 or 6 blocks of that.
Oh,
theater.
Yeah.
So they need, when they're doing a schedule like that, they need to do it on any night but the parade night.
And you know what? And it was, and a lot of people stayed away from the parade because of the rain, you know, and all that. So,
yeah.
Yo, that's a good point.
Yeah, it was, parking was terrible to try and find a place to park, Saturday night, but it was a wonderful show. It was really great, and I want you guys to know I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, if you had to pick out a highlight, what would it be?
I couldn't tell you. It was all good.
Well, that's great. You know what? But you know what? That's good that you can go to a show and say, you know what? That whole show was enjoyable.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was wonderful. Well, and I thank you guys, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you very much.
And Merry Christmas to both of you.
Well, Merry Christmas right back. We're not that politically correct around here.
That's a great
thanks,
you know, thank
Bill.
You.
Just made our day.
Fill our hearts up. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You
bye
bet.
Bye
bye.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
You know, and you wonder what it is. I gave a little talk last night to a graduating, actually, a girls that had gone through a transformation skinny jean boot camp. And it was almost 16 weeks.
At Adamson's Peak Performance.
And one of the gals that won had lost 20 pounds, and she just really, you know, I started the class because I had some kind of little health issue. Anyway, I didn't finish, but I've been there in spirit. So I've watched these girls. And we talked about what it is. What are you saying? What's your mission statement every day that you get up? Are you saying positive things? Are you putting in, say something nice? So, Bill, thank you so very much for saying something nice today. It fluffs our feathers. It gives us light in our hearts that, you know, that you went to, to see a concert, you loved it, and you took time to make the call. Those are the things
really nice.
That we, made my day, started my day wonderfully.
Okay, when we come back, we've got the Shasta County Arts Council, we hope. They're going to be rolling in here.
Again, congratulations to all those girls.
Fox Adam. News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
Nothing is going on.
And that is upsetting Republicans in Congress trying to work out a fiscal cliff compromise.
Where are the specifics? Where are the discussions?
That is House Majority Leader Eric Cantor.
We have got to do something about the spending. An obsession to raise taxes is not going to solve the problem.
Now, the White House has rejected the GOP plan of tax reform without rate hikes, and Republicans say President Obama's plan won't pass the House or the Senate. Now, the president is just about to sit down with leading CEOs at a business roundtable discussion.
I always get nervous when I'm out there on my own. Never know what I might say.
Now, he's just starting his remarks. He is going to, at this forum with these business leaders, say that, again, raising tax rates on upper-income Americans is the key part of the discussion on the compromise to avoid the fiscal cliff. For the first time in 9 days, it's busy at the nation's biggest pork complex in L.A. and Long Beach, California. The strike is over, so 10 closed terminals reopened this morning. Billions of dollars in cargo can move again. An unusual child custody case is at the Supreme Court today. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern, live in Washington.
The custody dispute spans two continents. A U.S. Army sergeant separated from his Scottish wife, the woman ultimately deported, and eventually secured custody of the couple's child under an international treaty. The father is fighting to get his daughter back, but so far, U.S. courts have ruled they have no jurisdiction in the matter, since the child's residence is Scotland, not the U.S. Military groups hope the case helps clear up what is becoming a more common occurrence in its ranks, Dave.
Jared, another win in court for tobacco companies trying to fight graphic health warnings on packs of cigarettes, including pictures of death and disease. Federal appeals judges have denied the government's request to rehear a challenge to the FDA requirement that's already been struck down as unconstitutional. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now you can get up to $50 back in Staples rewards when you spend $50 on HP Ink and recycle your ink cartridges. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
Get $10 back in rewards and $4 back for every ink cartridge you recycle up to 10 cartridges in a month. Ends 12/15/12, all for valid on $50 HP ink purchase in one transaction only. Details at staplesrewards.com.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
There's still a lot of anger in Egypt as protests over the president's new powers rage on. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live in our Middle East Bureau.
Protesters camped outside the presidential palace haven't moved since yesterday. But they've been joined by supporters of Mohamed Morsi, and the situation is turning violent. This comes as the Egyptian vice president, Mahmoud Mekki, says the constitutional referendum must go ahead next week, but the demands of the protesters must be respected. Mekki is proposing talks on disputed articles within the constitution and believes an agreement can be reached. Dave?
Emily, it's a disaster in the Philippines, where a typhoon has killed more than 280 people.
The dead include 66 people killed in a flash flood at two evacuation shelters and a military camp. Elsewhere, survivors say they fled as high winds ripped their houses apart. Now, rescuers clearing fallen trees in the southern Philippines, trying to reach survivors cut off by floods and mudslides. The lucky ones found refuge in sturdy government buildings like school halls. In Tokyo, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
A drug company has come up with an alternative to Sudafed. Bad news for meth makers who use that cold medicine as a key ingredient for their illegal one.
St. Louis-based Highland Pharmaceuticals says after years of development, they've come up with Zefrex-D. They say crystallization is key to making meth, and their drug doesn't do that. Instead, The pseudoephedrine they've come up with turns into a gooey substance.
Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
In recent years, drugstores across the country have locked up limited purchases, required ID, and in some cases, even make you get a prescription if you want to buy medicine containing pseudoephedrine.
It's a nervous day for Citigroup workers. The bank and financial services company is going to cut 11,000 jobs at a restructuring to save $1 billion a year. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 11 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott, and Free Fire Radio, 8:05 in the morning on December the 5th. December the 5th, we're getting there. 530-605-4567 is our number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join it. Hello, Sonny and Jimmy. And
good morning, guys. Okay,
hello, guys, and a bunch of other people in there. Of course, we got Bad Bob. He's always ready.
Good morning.
You know what? You are looking spiffy today. And
This old thing?
You know what? We're gonna jump right into our Wells Fargo advisors for our Market Minute. So let's go to Josh Wiley. Josh, good morning.
Well, good morning. Well, markets have turned negative this morning amid ongoing fiscal cliff concerns. Currently, the Dow is down 6 points at 12,945, while the Nasdaq's down 29 at 2,967, and the S&P 500's down 6 at 1,401. Oil's down 38 cents at $87.83 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.76%. Gold's down $4.80 at $1,691, while silver's down a penny at $32.80 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks, Qualcomm's down 16 cents at $63.06. Cisco Systems is up 8 pennies at $19.25, while Apple is down $26.50 at $549. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Josh Wiley, one of our favorite people and our Wells Fargo advisor here, is on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 here in the morning. And if you want to go down and visit him, head on down to Park Marina Drive or give him a call at 243-7561. That's right. Hey, look, we're going to do the weather room. What? Bad Bob, is this an emergency, or can Jimmy hold on till we get past the weather and the break?
Okay, currently 50 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have showers today. Looks like lots of showers. And by tonight, we'll have temperatures around 54 with a 30% chance of showers. Tomorrow, the sun is going to come out. 58 degrees, sunny, mostly cloudy with
tomorrow.
Partly sunny on Friday, and it looks like, oh my gosh, I know some people have really been talking about they've got leaky roofs. And I am sure that if you just found out you had a leaky roof, you're going to be so happy the sun's coming out. So anyway, that's the temperature. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. In fact, we are heading up there today to have lunch, and they are open. Check out the winter hours on ensalmovineyards.com. They have incredible food, of course, and they've got wine tasting dinners that are happening and lots going on. I just ran into Chicken Ensalmo at the Women's Republican Tea on Sunday, and she said lots of wonderful changes happening for 2013, but the food is always spectacular, open for lunch and dinner, Ensalmo Vineyards.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Jimmy's waiting, and my friends, we have just become open line.
Hang in there, Jimmy.
So, Jimmy, you're going to be our first caller, but then we're going to talk about everything under the sun. You got something you want to talk about? You give us a call. And if, you know, and I might just throw a few things out there, too. Carl and Linda Bott.
You?
KCNR, 1460 AM.
I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight.
I'm Tom Wilson.
Cleveland, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526, that's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Play High Stakes Bingo at Wind River Casino.
High Stakes Bingo.
Don't miss Bingo's Farewell to 2012 Marathon and drawing on Sunday, December 30th. Free breakfast buffet included. Over $40,000 will go.
40 grand.
20 games pay $2,012. Plus, 20 lucky winners will be selected to share over $4,000 in cash.
Put a couple grand in your hand.
For details, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Or log on to windriver.com and check out our bingo calendar.
Bingo calendar subject to change.
It's better on the river.
It's better on the river.
A great meal is always a good idea. And where better to grab a bite than Elements Restaurant? While you heat things up on the casino floor, we're heating things up in the kitchen. Elements is the place to take a break and recharge. Enjoy a friendly atmosphere and happy people, perfect for the whole family. Ask about our nightly dinner specials. All-you-can-eat breakfast buffet, only $7.77 with your River Club card. Elements Restaurant, only at Wind River Casino. For more information, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. It's better on the river.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Free Fire Radio. It's this target rich and
bot. Yeah, welcome back. Garland Linda Bot. KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is Night Fever. It's not, not fair.
In this port, yeah, we just, yeah. And,
wake up!
Look at all the wax just got blown out of Bob's ears. Hey, why is Shasta Gas Propane? Because prices, discounts, and the fact that they're locally owned and family operated. 4,000 happy customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. All employees are safety trained and service oriented. Senior discounts, veterans discounts. You know, Shasta Gas Propane is a good place to go to keep your gas and propane flowing. Give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Let's go to the phones. Jimmy.
Good morning.
You're live.
Good morning, folks. Hey.
Hey.
That was a great guest you guys had on. I was really, I was waiting to hear that interview, actually.
Well, you know, Jimmy, his daddy was, and you're young, but I remember him. His daddy was Gritz Gresham, who used to be one of the hosts on the American Sportsman. Plus, you know, any type of outdoor stuff, Gritz Gresham was there. And he wrote, you know, he wrote many columns for Sports Afield and these other places. And so it would have been, you know, so Tom Gresham has followed in his dad's, you know, but he even kind of sounds like his dad.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be working out in the backyard or something and have Tom Gresham's gun talk on. And some of my friends will come over and go, wow, there's a show about, you know, guns and stuff. And I say, yeah, you should check it out. But one of the things you guys were talking about with this sportscaster, and I was thinking about how disconnected some people are about guns. And are you still there?
Yes, we're right.
Yeah, we're listening.
Yes.
And one of the things is that drives me crazy are these celebrities from Hollywood that are anti-gun but play these gun-toting, you know, heroes or bad guys. And they'll play these parts and then turn around off camera and go and say how bad guns are and how they should be taken away. And the other funny thing is when you watch these movies, you'll see some guy shooting a shotgun or shooting a .45, and there's no kick on him.
Carl,
have you ever noticed that?
Yeah, I know. You know what? And I stopped even saying things to Linda because she'll pinch me. And I go, oh, give me a break. You know, here's this guy with the M60 machine gun, Rambo, holding it with one hand, and he's got the rounds wrapped around his arm in the other. And, you know,
really bad.
I mean, and he's hitting everything he's aiming at. Come on. You know.
What was the recent movie with all the superheroes in it that had, Jason Statham.
The Expendables.
Expendables. And do you think all those guys, are NRA members?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I think that Stallone's kind of conservative, and I think that Bruce Willis and Schwarzenegger. Well, I don't know about Schwarzenegger, but you're right though, Jimmy. How many of them play these parts and yet will lead the attack on, you know, owning weapons because see they're rich. They live in rich areas. They are protected by bodyguards. The 66-year-old lady here in Reading did not have bodyguards, did not have people to help her. And she had to protect herself. Without the right to own a weapon and protect herself, who knows what would have happened to that lady.
Right. Like there's a movie called Reservoir Dogs, and I'm not going to name any names, but one of the key guys in that movie is an outspoken anti-gun advocate. And there was more shooting going on in that movie than in a John Wayne movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was taking a class last year and took out a DVD cover.
Your cell phone, we just lost you. All right, Jimmy.
Call back.
We call that
fish tanking. Yeah,
yeah. It just dropped.
But you know what? I love the fact that he's calling. There's a lot of people right now that are listening. We want to hear from you. 605-45-67. We're going to open the lines. We will be getting a call later, hopefully from our guest that was supposed to be here. There was a little bit of a cross communication there. So we have, maybe that's Jimmy calling back, but we want to hear from you too about, you know, how do you feel about this Bob Costas firing off about being anti-gun, using something that's clearly a case of domestic violence and turning it around about his personal
thoughts,
opinion.
Jimmy back?
Okay,
Jimmy's back. Finish.
Yeah. Anyways, just one more thing quickly. So I was taking this class, firearms class, and the guy took out a DVD cover of Bourne Supremacy, and he said, look at how he's holding this gun. And I never noticed it. It's some one of those things you don't really look at, but he was holding it with his index finger was on the outside of the trigger guard in the front, and you just have to see it. Next time you see a Bourne Supremacy DVD cover, look at the front cover. There's one where he's holding it like he's never held a gun. And it's just, I just think the whole Hollywood thing is funny.
Well, you know, you have to suspend belief. Are you familiar with the Jack Reacher novels or, you know, his books? They're by Lee Child. I mean, he's got like 15 or 16 of them. My brother-in-law gave me one, and then Mike Mitchell gave me one. And so, you know, so you have Tom Cruise, who is all of 5'7", is playing this part of Jack Reacher. Well, Jack Reacher in the books is 6'4", like about 230, and, you know, buzz cut and all this. So when I see that Tom Cruise is playing that part, I just have to, and Reacher in the books only has like one set of clothes he wears at a time and a toothbrush that folds up. I mean, he has no possessions. So when you see Tom Cruise playing this part, and taking on five big guys and beating them, it's like, this is another thing. You just have to suspend belief. And once you do that, once you realize that this is not real, these guys have got people coaching them, training them, editing. This is why it takes a year for a movie to get on after they shoot it. They edit it so many times to make them look good. Once you do that, I realize, you know, in the back of my head, it's always, you have got to be kidding me. Everybody would be dead at this point.
Yeah, and, you know, they'll take take accidents and things like that and just blow them out of proportion. Because another thing I'd like to say is people really, if they want to have firearms, should take a class. Because I've been around guns all my life and only started taking classes in the last, CCW in the last 4 years. And I thought I knew it all. And when I went, after I got out of that class, I realized I didn't know a lot. So.
Well, good. Really, that's a great piece of advice, truly.
It is. It is true. I mean, is that if you're going to, if you're going to have weapons, you need to understand weapons. And if you have weapons and you have children, those weapons have to be either locked up or they have to have, protective devices to keep the kids from getting in them.
That says a lot about you, Jimmy.
And if you are going to carry a weapon, you need to know how to use that weapon under all situations and not, you need to practice it. I mean, let's just get right down to it.
I think what happens when you take the classes is that you, even though you've been around them all the time, it's almost as if, you find a newfound respect. It's a respect for the power. And the power of the knowledge of how to use it as a tool and also, for recreation and protection and not have it get into the hands of somebody who is not aware. And it is a very powerful situation. So Jimmy, that says a lot about you. Education.
Yeah. And not think you have absolute power because, you have that.
You don't. Okay, Jimmy.
Thank you.
You were losing you again, but Jimmy, thank you so much, and we're really glad you're back home. I know that you work down in Southern California. We're glad you're back home can stay up here. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50? All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Shasta County Arts Council is proud to present political satirist and comedian Will Durst for one performance at Reading's historic Old City Hall on Saturday, December 8th.
George Walker Bush. W.
And Clinton was nicknamed Bubba.
The hell is wrong with us? Why do we keep picking the Dukes of Hazzard to run the country?
Don't miss Will Durst. Reserve your tickets today. Call 241-7320 or online at ShastaArtsCouncil.org.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and
so do I. Adamson Speed Performance, Ambicelli, next to Yaks.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and DeBot, KCNR 1460 AM. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crown Motors, your Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. Your neighbors running it and making great deals for you, whether it's new or used trucks, cars, or SUVs. Not only do they take great pride in the vehicles they sell you, they take great pride in their service department that keeps you on the road. Get in, get out, and be safe. That's what Redding Crown Motors believes in. Give them a call at 530-223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Redding. And you might want to think about that because it's getting to be the end of the year and new taxes, sales tax goes up here in about 26 days. Oh, great. Okay. We're going to talk about, we have an open line here, today. And, one of the things we want to talk about is, they talked about the defense bill just passed 98-0 in the Senate. 98-0. So they all passed and it's a, 631 or a 90, it's billions and billions of dollars, of course. That one is, it's a, $631 billion defense bill. Now, the thing about it is, I'm not going to talk about that specifically right now because I haven't a chance to really look at it. But one of the things that came up in it was is that there were people concerned because part of the bill had concerned veterans and their rights under the Second Amendment. For people that have been designated as or deemed to be unable to take care of their fiscal matters, I said fiscal, financial matters, and they have somebody taking that over for them, their name is entered into the national database for criminals. And now they cannot own a weapon. They cannot buy a weapon. Even if there's nothing in there that says that they're dangerous to other people or that they're not fiscally responsible or able to take care of themselves. Now, if they can't take care of themselves, and when I say take care of themselves financially, but if they have problems taking care of themselves, and then there should be, you know, maybe we need to take a look at them having weapons because they can't take care of themselves, even if they're not violent or anything. But here's the point I'm getting at. Post-traumatic stress disorder. This is why people are fighting it so hard, including the NRA, is if you get designated as having post-traumatic stress disorder, are you going to automatically be put in this database and then now you can no longer own a weapon? So you're a veteran that has come back home and you've got a certain level of post-traumatic stress. You know, it's 20, 30, 40, 50, 10. Does your name get put in there into this database? And so that when they check and your name comes up and says, oh, sorry, you're in there as having mental problems.
How about somebody who is a post-traumatic stress disorder that could have happened because of an accident? Could have happened.
A car wreck.
Something that would have happened.
Sexual assault.
Exactly. And so I guess, you know, any doctor, I guess, I don't know how does that database work, Carl? Are you, does a doctor, do you have to fill it out or does the doctor deem that you're going through traumatic stress and then automatically it's one of those, you know, clicks that goes off into, you know, your type, what your type, your blood type is, and so on and so forth in your history. And then that goes into like a national file.
Yeah. The DNA thing, you know, they take DNA, you know, now, you know, if you're in the military, they take a DNA sample and there's good reasons for that. As you can probably imagine, you know, they may just find parts, but you know, but that, is that always in, can you have that DNA sample pulled? The bottom line on this is my concern is that if somebody is in the VA system and has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress, that they are going to lose their right because it goes into a system. And it hasn't done that yet. Let's go to the phones. Robert, we only got like 2 minutes, but tell us what's
on. Okay, I'll make it brief. It's the Reader's Digest version.
Okay.
Hi, Colonel Bott and Mrs. Bott.
Good morning.
We met at the Support the Troops thing. Anyway, here goes real quick. If they're going to do something, if our beloved elected representatives are going to try and pull a number like this, what's going to happen to people like me who declare bankruptcy? Are we going to be next? I had to do that to declare bankruptcy 3 years ago, so what? Now I'm going to expect a bunch of jackbooted thugs showing up on my doorstep wanting to take my guns away from me?
Well, I hope not. But, you know, but here's the thing is, Robert, it's something to think about, because if they can start making a rule that says, well, you know what, they can't take care of financial matters, and it starts, then, you know, once the camel gets their nose in the tent,
mm-hmm.
And you link post-traumatic,
sleeping on the ground.
Yeah, then once you link post-traumatic stress disorder, and you say that, well, you know what, gosh, post-traumatic stress disorder, and you link it to the military, of course, you know, because that's where everybody talks about. Even though, as Linda rightly pointed out, post-traumatic stress could be for a car wreck, and you start taking, you know, then you start limiting the veterans' rights to own weapons. And I'm going to write about this. Take a look at if I don't know if you ever do, but on. Time Under the Helmet on Redding.com. I'm going to discuss this issue in our blogs and put some links to it so people can look at it. But, Robert, you're absolutely right, and thank you so much for your phone call.
Okay, thank you for your service.
Thank you for yours. All right. Okay, we got just a couple seconds here. But that concerns me, you know, that's a yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about a slippery slope.
It's slippery slope, and I think that it's interesting. You know, I just really believe that it was perfect to have Tom Gresham on today. And we're talking about, we want to take your calls, 605-4567. Hurry up while the lines are open here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama with business leaders sharing ideas on getting the deficit down.
There are a lot of patriots in this room and people who care deeply about not only your bottom lines, but also the future of this country.
House Speaker John Boehner says he'd like to meet with the president again with a deadline for a deal in 27 days.
If you look at the plans that the White House has talked about thus far, they couldn't pass either house of the Congress.
Unlike the president's, his plan would not raise tax rates on higher income. Citigroup plans to cut more than 11,000 jobs.
Most of those cuts in Citi's worldwide consumer banking unit, which handles branches and checking accounts. The bank isn't saying how many American jobs will be lost, but that the cuts are necessary, saving the company almost $2 billion over the next 2 years.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso in New York. Fox News. We report, you decide.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. For the North State's only comprehensive vein center, request MD Imaging.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend, we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional experience and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Reading Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Howdy, partner. What you doing December 7th? How about riding on down to the Cascade Theater for a show that rounds up classic cowboy singing, some wacky humor, holiday cheer, and a little yodeling? Who knows what else Riders in the Sky will do when they bring their show to the Cascade Theater one night only for Christmas the Cowboy Way, December 7th. Tickets are on sale now at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org. It's Riders in the Sky, December 7th.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, Linda.
Are we on? How come there's no music?
Hey, that's all I can do.
Hey, welcome back to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460.
Well, surprise.
It's kind of like your, you know what?
At least I didn't say a bad word.
I can't imagine anybody doing that on here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. You know what? Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, man's last stronghold. I go there. Bad Bob goes there. Police go there. Military go there. Everybody goes there. Bankers, lawyers, doctors. Everybody goes. And we have a caller. Vice Mayor Patrick Jones.
Where you put
good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning. Where you put the vice back in the mayor?
Hey, well, you know, it's a new day, and it feels pretty good this morning to let the public know that we do not rubber stamp, that our votes are important and they're valuable, and we're going to use them as wisely as we can. And you know, I'm very happy to see the voters have spoken, and we have a more conservative council member than what we've had in the past, and I'm very excited about it, and I think it's going to be very positive for Reading.
Well, did the we were going to talk about guns and all. Well, let's just talk a little bit of politics here, since a lot of things changed yesterday, last night, and I don't the idea of changing the vice mayor position. What was the background behind that?
Well, we don't have a real policy on it. If we did, it would be different. But the reality is that each of us vote to select a mayor and a vice mayor and a mayor pro tem. And so we didn't necessarily go with the order that has been. We went in an order that was what we felt was the better direction for Reading. And I think with Mayor Bozzetti as mayor, obviously, and myself as vice mayor, I was happy with that decision. I could certainly support that. Gary Cadd made that nomination, and I can certainly support that. If he had made a different nomination, we could have supported that as well, or I could have supported that. So I'm happy with it. I've been vice mayor before. I've been mayor before. We're ready for the job. We've got work to do, and we're ready to do that work. And, you know, this is going to be a tough year. We've got a lot of issues facing the city, and we've got a great city. And we want to protect that future for the residents. And I think we've got the right people in the right positions today.
The privatization that's always come up, is that before, and is that going to be addressed again? Privatization of certain city functions.
Well, you know, last night we did have a situation where the privatization of the call center did move forward. Now, myself and Councilmember Cadd did not support that because it outsourced jobs outside of California, outside of Shasta County, in fact. And that's not my idea of privatization. I want to keep those jobs here in Redding, California. I just want to do it in a way that's fiscally sound. But when outsourcing means outsource those jobs and some security risks to Nebraska, I'm not ready to do that. But there'll be other areas, I think, that we could look into, and we will be looking into those. We had a privatization committee years ago, and it only met for a short time period, and the will of council wasn't there to really look at it. I was on that committee, and moving forward, I think we have a different council that would seriously look at every opportunity to save residents money and keep those jobs in town, if it's possible. And that's our job, is to oversee and to look these things and to check it out periodically. Doesn't mean it'll happen, but it does mean we should be looking at it, and we will.
Well, you know, frankly, I'm for, you know, if you can privatize, you know, something, that's great. But you know, the thing is though, is I agree is that when we talk about privatization, it's not to take the jobs out of town. I mean, if we lose 20 jobs, which I think it said they don't, they're going to kind of move them around. But still, the point is privatization means that privatization here in Reading, not privatization in India.
You know, I think for a couple of us, you said it exactly. You know, these jobs are no longer going to stay in Reading. We think there's some security issues as well. We're not sure where those callers, you know, just because the call center is headquartered in Nebraska does not mean that's where the calls will be routed to. So there is some real concerns there. But the bigger issue on that whole topic was that we're moving the Reading Electric Utility out of City Hall without 1 ounce of discussion, and we're making room for a police facility that we have very little money to pay for, a new police facility, definitely needed, don't have the money identified, but we're taking the utility out of City Hall with no discussion. That really concerns me. I hope we get to address it again in the near future.
Well, you know, the city police department is a travesty, as we all know. I mean, we've got to find a place for them.
Well, Carl, and this is why I ran for city council in 2002 and 2004, because we weren't working on the necessities. We were looking at beautification, and we put a lot of money on things like soccer fields and ballparks before we took care of things like the police administration building and a police facility. And we went for beautification over function.
Yeah, and form over
substance.
That
was a mistake, and I tell you, it's hard to climb out of that today because of the debt service that we have on those beautification projects. We live with those today, and it affects our ability to have a functional police facility that our guys deserve. We're working on it, but it is very hard in these tough economic times.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Patrick, we need to take a break. Can you stay with us for a couple more minutes?
Absolutely.
After the break?
I'll be back on the other side.
Okay. All right. Carl and the bot. We're open line here. So if you've got questions, not just for on us or, you know, on things on weapons, because we've been talking that, too. I'm sure that Patrick Jones can address those, too, when we're talking about on Second Amendment. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 AM.
Baby, don't understand why we can't just hold on to each other's hands.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right. And Semo Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semo Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0BA5106.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Catherine and I would like to let everyone know, if you're not sure what to give this holiday season, think about a kerosene heater, something everybody can use, whether a small portable or a full-size Toyota to heat your house or cabin. Stop by the Reading office and check out our showroom. if you'd like to have Johnny come out and give you a quote or talk about a trade-in. We're selling a lot of odorless kerosene for all the portable heaters in your container or ours. For the folks in the city limits, we now have the 1 gallon barbecue bottles, so bring in your old 5 gallon bottles and we'll take them off your hands. We also have propane heaters for the top of your propane bottles. For all the diehard woodcutters, we're selling ethanol-free 93 and bar oil. NorthernLightsEnergyInc.com for all the computer folks. Weaverville Corning and the Redding stores open till 3:30 on Saturday. 241-2196. Happy holidays and thanks a lot.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 50 degrees. It looks like, oh gosh, I can see outside. It looks like the rain's let up a little bit. It says 80% chance of showers today. And so it looks like, well, maybe that's almost over. I know that they said by noon it should be breaking up. High today of 54, chance of showers tonight with temperatures around 43. Tomorrow is our beautiful sunny day of 58. I don't know about you, but I still have roses.
You do.
We have roses.
It's going like crazy out there. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Reddy and Harley Davidson, 1268 Twinview Boulevard. It's getting close to Christmas. It's not too late to go out and buy that Harley and get it under the tree for your loved one there. And that's, you know, male or female. They've got every type of motorcycle you could possibly want in a Harley Davidson line and all the accessories that go with it. Give them a call at 530-241-7117. Experience the ride. Live the dream. Reddy and Harley Davidson.
Patrick Jones is on the phone, our vice mayor as of last night. And, well, what were we talking about before the break?
Well, you know, the thing is we were talking about weapons, but then we, you know, but since we've gotten the, we have Patrick on the line here, there is a paradigm shift. There is a sea change at the city council.
There is. And, you know, and it happens from time to time. And I've gone to 10 years worth of council meetings, and we've seen shifts going back and forth. But I think today what we're seeing is a very conservative council, which is exactly what the town needs today to keep us fiscally sound moving forward. Carl, we've got some unfunded liabilities in excess of $100 million in multiple areas. And these are real concerns. They have to be addressed. They have not been addressed, and we're going to have to address them. Past councils, their failure to address them has put us in a tough condition today. They will have to be addressed. It's going to take a conservative council to do that, and we're ready for the challenge. We've been on council now, me and Mayor Bozzetti, for 6 years, and I've went to council meetings 4 years prior. Gary Cadd has gone to 4 years worth of council meetings. So we're ready to hit the ground, make the tough decisions, get the city fiscally sound again, and start getting these unfunded liabilities worked down.
Well, I think that that's going to be a pretty bodacious piece of work to do in 2 years.
You know, it would be easier simply to not address some of these tough issues. And some of the past councils, they've chosen to do a Band-Aid, to kick the can down the road. And we just simply can no longer do that anymore. We must address these tough issues. They won't be very fun. This is not going to be an easy time on council, for sure. Anybody that wants to do this job, they better be ready to work for the residents of this town. And that's very important, that we work for the people. And we are expected to run this city in a fiscal way. Now, that's not taking away from anything from our city workers, because we have excellent city workers, the best. But we have to watch our unfunded liabilities, and we have to live within our means. I think this council is ready to do that job.
You foresee any changes in city staff?
Oh, right at the moment, unseen. I don't see any changes right now. You know, staff works for council, and as long as the will of council is done, I think council has the utmost respect in our city staff today. I know they're very capable and competent, and I think they're highly qualified to carry out the tasks that council set forth, and I think they can do that. Obviously, if staff chooses to go a different direction than the will of council, then we're forced to make some changes. I think they'll do the will of council. It's very important, and I think they've demonstrated that. So I don't see any changes. And, you know, we're looking for a good relationship with our staff, very competent people, very professional, and I think we all know what faces us today, and we all know the job at hand, and we're ready to do that job.
Well, great. Really appreciate you calling in, Patrick, and talking about, because last night it's front page news, and of course the bloggers are going berserk. You know, the fact is that being conservative is not a, it does not make you a bad person.
Well, in this case, you know, it's a fiscal conservative. And that's what we're talking about
true.
Here is managing the budget. It's not very fun. It's not very sexy. But it just simply has to be done. And it takes people with a good backbone to do that. And, you know, I think we're ready for that. On a separate note, Tom from Gun Talk, absolutely said the truth that we do have to start stepping up and protecting our Second Amendment rights. He was absolutely correct. The least people can do is join an organization like NRA or Gun Owners of California. I'm proud to announce that I'm now chairman of Redding Chapter of Gun Owners of California. We're going to have our fourth annual banquet here in Redding on March 23rd. To send money to Sacramento to fight for the protection of our Second Amendment rights. We have to do more. I'm going to spend more time on that, and I am super busy, as you know, but we can no longer sit aside and watch things pass us by. We have to do more. I'm willing to spend a good amount of time to do that. I know you have been, and
well,
our community will support these events, and Tom is absolutely correct.
We will continue to do that. We believe in the Second Amendment. We believe in all the amendments of our Constitution, and the thing is that with the supermajority down in Sacramento, the fight's going to be on. So people need to organize and get in there and say, hey, look, you know what? These are rights that belong to us, and you can't just keep chipping away at them.
You know, 2013 is going to be a very tough year for gun owners in California. It may go down as one of the very toughest ones for us, and so we're going to have to fight and do everything that we can. That's why I'm very proud to work with Gun Owners of California, because that money is going directly to fight these bureaucrats in Sacramento, and we're going to have a tough battle. But we can simply choose to do nothing, or we can choose to fight and protect our Second Amendments. We have a constitutional right, an individual right to keep and bear arms. We have the Constitution on our side, and we're going to fight for that.
And, you know, the good thing about this on the Second Amendment is across the political spectrum, people believe that, you know, in the Second Amendment, whether it's, you know, a Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, socially liberal, whatever it is, they believe in their right up here in the North State to own and use a weapon.
I agree. This county definitely supports gun ownership. We've seen that, and and it's time that we do more now. We have to do more because other counties are simply doing very little. We'll have to step up and be leaders for the state.
Okay. Hey, Patrick Jones, of course, Jones Fort, but our vice mayor of Redding, and now the chairman of Gun Owners of California for the Redding.
Chairman for Redding Chapter, correct.
Redding
Congratulations,
chapter.
And you always have a voice here on our station.
Well, thank you, Carl. Thank you, Linda. Thank you guys so much for what you do.
Okay, we're going to take a break. We will be right back here on KCNR 1460 AM.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, 5 winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, 5 more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, 5 lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win.
Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This is KCNR, the home of free fire media.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460 AM with Carl Lindebaugh. 8:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Serving Shasta County since 2004. They've got over 40 great caregivers providing assistance, and including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. Now, do you know if you have questions about how this can help you in-house assistance, care, and all this, give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment. 530-226-8350. 530-226-8350.
We need to address the
chat room. This is for guests about the privatization. Is there, you know, when you asked it, I did not see the question in the chat room because I was talking to Jones. Here's the thing: is it was a 3-2 council decision. So can it be rebrought back up for vote? I don't think so because you had Sullivan and Missy MacArthur, Francie Sullivan, Missy MacArthur, and Rick Bassetti voting for this. So this is done. I believe that then, and can you break that contract? I think it lasts a minimum of 3 years, and if you break it, then it's going to cost you money as in penalties for breaking the contract. I think this one's gone. But it doesn't mean that others in the future that they can look at and keep the jobs here. Absolutely. You know what? That was the thing that we were against was Linda and I, when we were talking about this, and we discussed this before, is if you're going to privatize, why outsource jobs to someplace else? Why can't you try, you know, keep them here? There were some really good reasons to keep those jobs here. Okay. The other thing is some people need help for Christmas. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk to the person that was on the chat room and about maybe some places the people that are there can go to, especially for kids that need presents and toys. Now, let's go to Henry. Henry, good morning. We've only got a couple of minutes, Henry, but we had all those things we had to say.
Real quick here, Carl, on this problem they have back in Washington, D.C. about the budget coming up and the tax increase the first of the year, the thing that I haven't heard anything about was I understand there's mandatory government cuts that go along with this if it goes into effect. Do you know what those?
Yeah, the sequestration. If they can't figure this out by January 1st, sequestration happens. All the tax cuts for everybody goes away right away. It's going to cost you that.
I'm not concerned about the tax cuts. What about the government?
Well, okay. Well, the government happens is right immediately. Immediately, the just as an example, Department of Defense gets a $50 billion cut. That right there will wipe out many of the will keep the Department of Defense and your services from doing their jobs in many cases. This is a cliff that you can't believe. And if they can't work it out, it's going to have a severe effect. Now, does the government stop working? No. Unfortunately, probably parts of the government go home, but most of the government, you know, some of the government will continue to stay in there and keep working Department of Defense and others.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why don't they do away with the Department of Energy, the Department of Education, some of these departments? I've not heard either party talk about that.
Well, you know what? I think those are great ideas. You know, what has happened? Our education system, our kids are dumber, and we have more problems with energy, but since they've both come into a play, I have no problem with doing that. I think that ought to be on the table.
Well, I think
that needs to be on the table.
I think that this should be a part of this whole solution.
Yeah. Hey, we got to run.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Well, tomorrow's Thursday. Brian Daly will be our guest tomorrow. Our latest elected assemblyman will be on. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
And I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
We can probably solve this in about a week. It's not that tough.
If, says President Obama, Republicans would support a balanced approach to avoiding the fiscal cliff. He's holding a roundtable with CEOs right now. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson has more live in Washington.
And the president tells that roundtable if Republicans can just acknowledge the reality that tax rates on the rich will have to rise,
then the numbers actually aren't that far apart.
But no such acknowledgement yet from House Speaker John Boehner.
I'll be available at any moment to sit down with the president to get serious about solving this problem.
Boehner says he has put forth a good-faith proposal, and if President Obama doesn't like it, he should put together another plan that could pass both bodies of Congress. Lisa?
Meantime, Rich, the president also warning Republicans today he won't play that game on raising the debt ceiling, another looming deadline. And the Pentagon now says it is coming up with a plan in case we go over the fiscal cliff. Fox News.